Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been through with foreclosure or receive legal papers from you have approximately 30 days to respond. Do not respond, you could lose your home. Rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
I'm going to ask for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves and provides strategies and solutions for your biggest financial challenges.
You guys have got a lot of really good information that even I understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW, 844-RYSHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Welcome, folks. This is the Ray Program, the Ray Lucia Show, starting this hour of Money Power. Glad you're on board. Got a lot of ground to cover today. Mr. Gene will be joining us, as he does each week here on the program. And I want to talk a tiny bit with him about how much money you can actually spend in retirement. A lot's been written about this by the Propellerhead Financial professionals that are out there, Dr. Fowl and so forth. And I did some research in preparation. How much can you really spend safely in retirement? You hear about the 4% rule and all that. Well, I want to talk with Mr. Pastula about why annuities make sense. And I'll get to that in just a minute. We'll also talk with him about his favorite topic, long-term health care, and how you can solve that issue by just transferring me from one pocket to the next. You've heard that story quite a bit on this program, and we're passionate about it because it's one of the main risks that you have to manage in retirement, or it doesn't matter because you're going to blow all the money anyway. But how much can you effectively spend safely? That's the key word. Sit back, folks. Relax. We're going to cover that right here, right now, and right on the Ray Lucia Program. Well, I've really got two things that Mr. Dr. Fowl covered, and we've discussed this a few times before. How much can you safely spend in retirement, obviously, is one of them. And then the other one is whether or not you should own bonds in your portfolio today. And he's done a tremendous amount of research on that. And I will start with this, an opinion on Market Watch from Brett Ahrens. Bonds won't protect you if stocks crash. Now, here's what's really interesting about that. We have talked for years on this program and on virtually all financial talk shows that are credible that you should be in a diversified portfolio, correct? And they define diversified portfolios typically as a 50-50 mix of stocks and bonds, a 60-40 mix of stocks and bonds, and so forth. And when the crash occurred, several crashes that have occurred, in particular in 2008, bonds did tend to protect you. In particular, long treasury bonds went up substantially. Here's what Ahrens had to say about that this time around, if in fact we're heading for a crash, which I am not predicting. I'll hopefully get a chance to talk a little more about that in a little bit. He says, with yields so low, government bonds themselves pose a huge risk. At the very bottom of the market in 2009, March of 2009 to be exact, remember that, by the way? That's when Jim Cramer was asked to go on the Jon Stewart show. Do you recall that by chance?
I can't remember.
Because he had been saying, yeah, don't worry, we got to keep investing in the stock market. And they made it like a fool out of him. And it was all over the internet. Well, in either event, that was the absolute bottom of the bottom. The market by then had fallen almost 57% from the top to the bottom. But treasuries during that crash soared. Here's what he said. Treasuries proved to be relatively cheap back then. 10-year treasury sported yields of 4% at the start of 2008. 1 year were paying 3.3%. Imagine that. A 1 year T-bill paying 3.3%. Not even close today. So obviously bonds seesaw, don't they? As interest rates come down, the value of bonds go up. So when the market collapsed back then, interest rates cratered. And of course, the 10-year treasury dropped to like as low as 1.5% over the ensuing next several years. So there was an element of protection there with bonds, because as interest rates came down, the value of your bonds, in particular government bonds, and in particular longer-term government bonds, went up and went up substantially. He goes on, the financial crisis in 08 plunged the world into deflation or falling prices and depression. In those circumstances, treasury bonds rose sharply and yields fell. Vanguard's long-term bond fund, for example, rose 20% in 2008. So think about that. Stocks went down 38% in 08, and long treasuries went up 20%. So if you were in a 50-50 mix of stocks, bonds, obviously you were shielded to a large extent from the huge decline in the stock market. So the pain was not felt nearly as bad as if you were 100% invested in the stock market. And that's why that whole concept of diversification worked fairly well for those that were actually diversified back then. This time around, however, treasury bonds are going to have a much, much harder job pushing the cart up the hill. They've already started out this year with yields that are, I think I checked the other day, like 2.1, not 4%. So where can they go from here? They go from 2.1 to 1.8. It's not going to give you the same level of protection. So I am asked all the time why I'm down so much on bonds. It's not that I'm down on bonds. It's just I don't see any up from bonds. I don't see any upside. Now, the Federal Reserve's trying to do something about that. They're going to gradually raise interest rates. And what's really amazing to me about that is it's almost been a counterintuitive move. Remember, in December, they raised interest rates a quarter of a point, right? That's their short-term interest rate. That's what the Fed controls. Interestingly, however, the longer-term rates on the 10-year actually have come down a little bit. So it hasn't influenced the longer side of the market. Remember, that's really more controlled by what the bond traders feel and how they feel about the economy. I don't know. I listened to the president's speech, and according to him, the economy's terrific, or at least, you know, not as bad as people like me seem to think it is. That 5% unemployment rate that, you know, we brag about so much, I don't get it. I mean, I understand the math. I understand if a person's working part-time, they're not unemployed anymore, so therefore the unemployment rate comes down. I understand that if an individual leaves the workforce, they're not in the calculus. But really, wages not going up? So I think bond traders are more in my camp, or I should say I'm more in their camp. So in either event, I just want you to point, I want to point out that the reason that I have been more favorably disposed to stable value funds in 401k plans, stable value funds are tantamount to insurance contracts. And so they don't have these kind of price fluctuations that you would have in a bond. So therefore, they're not going to go up 20% when interest rates come down by 1 or 2 percentage points, like what happened in 2008. They will eventually adjust to the market conditions, very similarly to how a fixed individual annuity works. And it's why in this day and age today, I am in favor of that. Now, having said all of that, going back to Dr. Fowle and how much money you can spend in retirement, he did fantastic work on this particular subject, which we'll discuss with Mr. Pastula here coming up in just a bit. But what he did is he said, well, I don't think bonds belong in a portfolio at all. I haven't gone quite that far. And he actually, in his analysis, didn't go quite that far, because in the example that he cited in one of his blogs, he couldn't get the hypothetical client, or the real client, I guess, to go along with that. But what he did do is something that we have been talking about for years on this program. Instead of being in a 60-40 mix of stocks and bonds, take half of the bond portfolio and allocate that money to something that won't go down if interest rates go up. And even if interest rates come down, it's not likely that you're going to get that much juice out of rising bond prices, because how much can they come down? How much further can bond prices come down? And if they are coming down, we're in the world of pain either way, because that means you're headed right into a recession, maybe even a depression. So that's not the trajectory today. The trajectory is the economy, as bad as I say it is still better than it was. And so therefore, the Fed means we can raise interest rates a tiny bit, if for no reason, to have something that they could cut if the economy does start to falter. Stick around. Pastula's next. Don't go away.
If you're like me, and you probably are, you probably have some toys, like a desktop computer, a laptop, maybe a tablet, one or two smartphones, a printer, maybe even a high-speed modem and wireless router. That's a lot of technology. Who do you call when something breaks? If you have Tech Butler, one call can fix them all, and for a lot less than every other tech support service. Really, Tech Butler will cover every device you own for as little as $99 a year. And when you buy 2 years of protection, they'll give you a third year free, so you'll save even more. Plus, you get the peace of mind knowing that every device you own today or in the future is covered. Tech Butler. One call literally covers all your devices for less than everyone else. Get 1 year free when you buy 2. Save money. Call right now. 1-800-434-0522. That's 1-800-434-0522. Again, 1-800-434-0522. 1-800-434-0522.
There is a moment when you no longer have to look down at your fingers. When everyone else can hear the song in your head, it changes you. There's a moment when you make music. And President's Weekend at Guitar Center, with Washburn Acoustic Electric Guitars for just $99, AKG headphones just $29, or guitar stands and wall hangers just 2 for $12, you can make it happen. Save up to 60% now through Monday at Guitar Center.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 the first year. Right now at GoDaddy.com. 2-year purchase required. Second year is $14.99.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-528-5518. That's 1-800-528-5518. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Call right now.
We pay less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on consumeraffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmat for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. All now.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's not Saturday night, but I'll tell you what, I can't wait for the weekend. Hey, cue that one up, huh? Everybody's working for the weekend. We're working real hard today as we talk about your money, your business, and your life. Today's topic of discussion we've tackled several times on this program. And in the midst of these market crashes, calamities, or now we're in a correction mode, you start thinking about this. And it's all the more reason why individuals need to pay close attention when we discuss things like how much you can actually spend from your portfolio in retirement. Let me first welcome Gene Pasula, certified financial planner of the program. Gene, how are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Can you sit back and relax as I read from
Mr.
Fowle
for
just a moment? Because he wrote a fantastic blog on this, one of the best blogs of 2015, according to me. He says, one of the key questions new retirees want to answer is this. How much can I safely spend in retirement? Answers will vary, though, as sustainable spending rates in retirement depend on a number of factors, such as choices about asset allocation and the use of income annuities or individual bonds, current interest rates, retirement, degree of flexibility to adjust spending in response to market performance, and the length one's planning horizon. Do you know that pretty much covers all the bases, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't left out much.
So he says, he goes on, for retirees leery of market volatility, dedicated income sources are reliable for the retirement income core. By dedicated, of course, he means single premium deferred income annuities or reasonable facsimiles, I'm sure. And he goes on to talk about different aspects of retirement. He says, consider a 65-year-old with a SPIA, a single premium annuity, to support the spending. How much of a spending rate would that support? He says 3.75% from their annuitized assets. He goes on and says, well, and remember, these are using worst-case scenarios. This is sustainable withdrawal rates over 30, 40 years, inflation-adjusted. So that's why the numbers seem so low, because they obviously have to. If you used what many in the financial world has said is a much better deal, Treasury inflation-protected securities, it doesn't even support 3.65%. And then, of course, he talks about the 60-40 mix of stocks and bonds and systematic withdrawal actually supported about a 4% distribution rate over 30 years, but of course the risk was significantly greater. Then he went on in another blog, and he talked about how by changing out bonds in the portfolio, and close attention, this is so critical, by looking at a bond portfolio of 40% or 50% of the entire mix, with the rest being stocks, if all you did in that portfolio was to take half of the bond allocation, you know, full premium immediate annuity contract. And he looked, and they've got this chart here that people on the radio can't see it. You can see it. And people on TV saw it potentially earlier, because I did that during the TV segment. You can see what happens, that from age 65 to around age 87, The systematic withdrawal, 60-40 mix, stocks of bonds, rebalanced, whatever, tends to work out, you know, better. But at 87 or so, it all crosses over. And that 60-40 mix, stocks of bonds takes a nosedive and takes this out for a 40-year retirement. At 105, there's no money left in the systematic withdrawal. But then what was really fascinating about this one, and this is what I want to talk to you about for this sec, Gino, the systematic withdrawal had no money. The single premium immediate annuity without a cost of living actually ended up with more money, almost as much as what you started with 40 years later. And the single premium annuity with the cost of living adjustment didn't do as well as the one without the cost of living adjustment. Counterintuitive all the way through. The average person on the street, the average academic on the street would suggest, and certainly the average planner on the street would suggest, the exact opposite. In the first position, do the 60-40. In the second position, do the annuity with the COLA. And in the third position, do the single premium annuity without the COLA. Isn't that what the average person would think?
Yeah. The difference, though, is that in order to get the COLA in an annuity, you start out with a much lower a much lower amount of income, so you can use the SPIA or the immediate annuity that's just a straight dot from day one, and of course all of that depends on how you represent the math. The math is math, but if you say, okay, I'm going to take more money now, but I'm going to set the extra amount that I get that I wouldn't get from the annuity that has a rising increase, I'll set that aside for later. And then when you do the math on there, that's what how it.
Well, that's essentially
out.
What's exactly, happening is exactly, that money yeah. gets to sit, say, yeah. in the market for a much longer period
see,
of time.
See, the inflation-adjusted concept, while it intellectually sounds really, really good. With a lot of people, really doesn't make that much difference unless you are right at the, unless everything that you're doing has to go toward giving you enough money to live on day in and day out, then obviously as time goes on and prices go up, there's going to be pressure against that you'd want to rise. But, I've got to tell you, an 85-year-old person does not spend like they do when they're 65 and 70 and 75.
Absolutely
and
correct.
What have you. And I think that that from a planning perspective, that really has to be taken into consideration, as to, is the inflation factor that important, or do we want to, go a different route? And of course, the idea of using a portion of your portfolio, this is the thing that I preach all the time is, I talk annuities and insurance all the time. Obviously, that's my business, but I don't suspect that a person should be using all of their money in these products. It's a portion of it, and when you allocate the right amount, then you're going to advantage yourself.
And what Fowle is talking about here is taking some of that money that we would traditionally allocate toward bonds, and in particular with interest rates as low as they are right now, with really no place to go but up, the annuities, especially the deferred annuities, will rise in rate of return as interest rates rise, whereas bonds will actually fall in net asset value as interest rates rise. And Fowle has proven out with his academic research that by doing that replacement, not of all, but of a portion of the bond portfolio, you end up in a better position long term than had you not done the annuity at all. All right, on the rebound, more with Mr. Pastula. Don't go away. It's the Ray Lucia Show.
The savings are heating up at Lumber Liquidators Spring Pack. The latest trends from our new catalog, like the hot look of gray flooring. This week, get 20% off reclaimed gray wood look tile. And check out popular hand-scraped styles like High Sierra Pine. Or choose from other varieties of solid hardwood, all up to 20% off. Get great deals on over 35 styles of bamboo from $149 and more from just 49 cents. Plus, 18 months special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. One of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
But you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If you're diabetic, this message could change your life. Is your blood sugar out of control even when you do all the right stuff? Are you afraid of diabetic blindness and the risk of amputation, as well as those other side effects? Well, you should be. Is there anything that could help manage your blood sugar? Nobedes is a natural supplement that may quickly and dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Bob Corder. I've been using Nobedes for about 3.5 to 4 months now. And in the first 3 months, I've actually lowered my blood sugars from 500 down to 139, and then it dropped to 88.93.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic. While taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day.
The FDA hasn't evaluated these statements, and Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But for me, it's helped drop their blood sugar. So if you've been evaluated with high blood sugar, don't delay. Evaluate Nobedes now. Call 800-554-4128 and get your free bottle. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-554-4128. That's 800-554-4128.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free, give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
Do Gene, the dancing machine, right here live on the Ray Lucia Show. Thank you so much for hanging on. All right, so we solved all the world's problems with respect to how much money you can withdraw during retirement. Now, a fellow by the name of Boynton, wrote a blog in the last year or two, which is very fascinating stuff too, Gino, and had to do with decision rules on retirement, so as to give you a higher distribution rate that is sustainable under duress of markets, which we obviously have experienced two pretty stressful situations in the last 15 years. But in what the decision rules are tantamount to, and you can look it up online, but basically if the market gets cratered, you can't increase your spending by 3 or 4% inflation that year. So you have to make decisions on how much more you could take, or maybe take a little bit less, or whatever. And the point that you made before the break is 110% true. I know that because I've studied it, and I've seen it live and in color when I was in the advisory business. And that is, as individuals age, they don't spend as much money. So while the inflation rate may be 3.2%, the spending rate might be, you know, 0.97. You might spend 3% less. And that has been proven out by the Bureau of Labor Statistics and just about every academic report that I've seen. There's a disconnect between the CPI-U or the CPI-E and what people actually spend. The other part of that problem is, if you have a free and clear home, how much does your mortgage go up? Does it go up at the rate of inflation? Well, there is no mortgage. And right. And when you do the calculation, rent occupies about 42-44% of the consumer price index. Well, if your rent going up, other than a tiny bit for property taxes or maintenance or whatever, then obviously you'd have to discount the inflation rate by that. So that
I call that the, believe it or not, the fish stick syndrome.
The fish stick
I had a
syndrome.
Client years ago who was very well off. I wouldn't say was, you know, super wealthy, but he was very well off. I met him just shortly after his wife passed away, and he was living in a really nice, modest home in the area here, and we got to be good buddies. And he took me. I don't know. I don't remember now how the conversation was, but he took me into his kitchen, and he opened up his refrigerator. For some reason, he was showing me something, and he opened it didn't have much in it, and he opened the freezer, and it was stacked with Mrs. So-and-so
Smith's or whatever.
Mrs. Cumberson's or something. Mrs. Somebody's fish sticks. Okay, just pack after pack after pack.
Really?
Yeah. I said, you're really into fish sticks? Oh, I ate them every night. They're nutritious, they're easy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And when I was dealing with that individual, that's when this has been many, many years ago, I'm much younger, but it was my first concept. Wait a minute, you know what? This whole thing about inflation and what have you, this gentleman here.
He's not going out for lobster.
No, he dressed very nicely, gorgeously, but they were clothes that he had purchased, you know, 10, 15.
It was a zoot suit. That,
well, no, not quite that bad, but it was really, I mean, you could tell this gentleman was buying, you know, at that time, $1,000, $1,500 suits, and he was doing very well, and they stayed up, held up really nice, and he always looked good. So he spent hardly any money, and I started paying attention to that, and
I used to do that, but now as I've been retired, no, I don't. I hate fish sticks. The deep fried ones, I'm not really big on them.
Yeah.
But now you can go to one of the stores, you can buy one suit and get 14 free.
Yeah, that's right.
So in retirement, you will spend less even if you have to wear a suit.
That's right.
Let's change gears here. On the linked benefits thing we were talking about last week. So you got 30 seconds. Tell everybody.
Well, last week you gave me a whole minute.
Okay. Well, I'll give you a minute and a half. Go ahead.
We obviously many years ago recognized the long-term care issue was probably the single most critical financial issue that seniors face, retirees face, because you're looking at $75,000 to $100,000, $110,000 a year for care, average around the country. And the insurance that they were buying or looking at, and then in most cases rejecting, was the traditional insurance, which is really quite good, incidentally. But it's a use it or lose it type of thing, and a lot of people don't, either you need it or you don't. So we came up with a different approach using life insurance. Life insurance gives you a real, creates a very large amount of money from a relatively small amount of financial commitment. And it is the only insurance that always pays a benefit. Because I don't know about you, but everybody else that I know is dying.
My house burnt down in the fires, but I didn't own it when it burnt down. I just sold it. So that person obviously collected on insurance, but there's a whole lot of people that have spent tens of thousands of dollars on insurance that they've never, ever used.
Exactly.
And that's one of the things with long-term care policies, that if you never use it, you start counting. I spent $4,000 a year. Yeah. It's been 20 years. Yeah. That's 80 grand. Boy, what I could have done with that $80,000.
Yeah. Well, actually, and my feeling is, you know what? By the time you got that to that 80 grand, that's when you're going to die, fortunately, without ever using it. So you couldn't have done anything with it anyway. In any event, what we did was we took the idea of the insurance, of the life insurance, and we took it. The insurance companies allow us to move money in large sums, either on an annual basis, if you will, or in one single deposit, from wherever it is now. You use the left pocket, right pocket example, but from a bank account to the insurance policy, and store it there, and they pay you interest on it, and then allow that interest to be used to fund the insurance benefits that they're going to provide you.
What's interesting, though, is the insurance companies go out longer on the yield curve, so they're getting 3-4%, where I'm only getting 0.5%.
Correct. Yeah. So they're able to allocate a higher interest rate to that money, and then use that to cover the cost of, for example, a death benefit. In a simplistic example, you put in $100,000, and we use that just because the math, it could be any amount, more or less. You put $100,000 into one of these plans, and for purposes of just example, if you die in 6 months or 6 years or 12 years without anything ever happening, that $100,000 is going to turn into $200,000 for your heirs tax-free as a death benefit. Nothing new there. What we did was we said, but what if the person really needs to draw $5,000-$7,000 a month for long term? What if they need to have that? Okay, we'll start paying the death benefit to the individual, to the insured.
It's accelerated. So if your death benefit's $200,000, the insurance company says, well, we know you're going to die eventually, so we'll just release some or all of that $200,000 to you early, tax free, as if you died, but you didn't die, need it for care.
Correct. And then we went so far in some of the accounts, the products, and we said, well, if he uses the whole $200,000 and he still needs care, or he wants to plan for that potentiality. So then we developed riders that said, okay, if you use the entire $200,000 in my example and still need care, then the insurance company will step up and continue to pay you for another up to $400,000 more. And in fact, we got one carrier to say, you know what? If you run through all the life insurance and you still need care, we'll continue to pay that benefit for the rest of your life, regardless if it's, and some people need care for a long time.
Yeah.
And particularly where we use that often is for couples, because we can put this type of plan on a couple and say, look it, we calculate out based on what you put in here, and this particular plan will pay you $7,000 a month for long-term care.
Regardless of who needs it.
Either one of you. Or both of you at the same time. I haven't seen that happen, but statistically
but
it does. Yes, I know that it does. For as long as either one of you need it. And all you have to do is you move that money into that account. You can get it back because it's got a value in it that you can access for some other reason. And then in the particular case of the one with the lifetime thing, then you pay an additional annual premium that you won't mind at all. And you have taken care of that issue for the rest of both of your lives.
That is huge.
It's amazing.
Listen, folks, find out all about it. Go to safemoneymonitor.com. Ask for Mr. Gene Pastula. He'll be able to help you. He helps thousands of brokers all across America, financial planners, CFPs, with long-term care needs for their clients. He certainly can help you. SafeMoneyMonitor.com. Thank you, Gino. We'll talk next week. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Granger. Granger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Granger.com/online purchasing. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 for the first year. Right now at GoDaddy.com. 2-year purchase required. Second is $14.99.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. Sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
If you're like me, and you probably are, you probably have some toys, like a desktop computer, a laptop, maybe a tablet, one or two smartphones, a printer, maybe even a high-speed modem wireless router. That's a lot of technology. Who do you call when something breaks? If you had Tech Butler, one call can fix them all. And for a lot less than every other tech support service. Really? Tech Butler will cover every device you own for as little as $99 a year. And when you buy 2 years of protection, give you a third year free, so you'll save even more. Plus, you get the peace of mind knowing that every device you own today or in the future is covered. Tech Butler, One call literally covers all your devices for less than everyone else. Get 1 year free when you buy two. Save money. Call right now. 1-800-434-0522. That's 1-800-434-0522. Again, 1-800-434-0522. 1-800-434-0522.
Biz Talk Radio.
Indeed, and a bunch of it. Hi, folks. Welcome back. This is the Ray Lucia Show, where we bring you the best in money information. You can tap in to that little tiny pea brain I have here with many, many years of experience by simply emailing me. Go to RayLucia.com, click on the Ask Ray button, and shoot me one, and you may find that I tackle your email right here live on the air. Bobby Wooldridge.
Right, that he said there's a product out there that if you use up the entire benefit, they'll still cover your health expenses?
Yes. Yeah, that's called insurance.
That's
and
incredible.
So you pay for it. Obviously, yeah. There's an extra premium that you have to pay. But it's very fascinating. And I'll tell you what, this is going to become more and more and more important for individuals that are going to be mm-hmm. living longer and longer and longer, that face potential health situations in the future that might have killed them in the past. And we see that even today, where individuals who once upon a time, you know, had a heart problem, had a mm-hmm. heart attack and croaked are now being saved with stents and all the other stuff that they do. Likewise, cancer, you heard the president last week talk about, you know, we want Joe Biden to help cure cancer or, you know, take up the initiative. And just like Richard Nixon did, you know, 100 years ago, we've made a lot of strides in that department. And all my friends in healthcare, and I've got a bunch of them, say, you know, it's not going to be tomorrow, but over the next several years, we'll probably make even more strides. But that doesn't necessarily keep you out of a nursing home
mm-hmm.
or needing some kind of home health care. Let's take some emails here. We got some good ones.
Absolutely.
We'll head out to Katy, Texas first. Evan, I'm trying to come up with $100K cash to go partners on a business. I have about $170K in home equity. $80,000 in IRAs, and I can sell a vehicle. I also have $24,000 in cash and $14,000 in savings and checking. What is the best way to come up with $100,000 in total cash? Okay, Evan, first, you're probably going to need $110,000. Why?
Taxes.
No. No, you borrow money, you don't pay taxes. Borrow them out of the home, that's tax-free. No, he's going into partnership. Do partnerships work? They only work if before you become partners, you define every ugly thing that could happen and you address it in a legal, enforceable document. And that might cost you 10 grand or five, whatever the number is, but you got to find a lawyer. And before you borrow one penny out of your home or spend one dime, spend a few grand on a good, solid legal department. Your partner needs to get his or her own lawyer. You have your lawyer, the two lawyers, you know, fight it out. I used to consult on this a lot. And here's the way I went on this. Sit down with your partner over a cup of coffee. Take the napkin out of the napkin holder and start asking questions of each other. Like, hey, if you die, you know what, Bobby? I really don't want to be in partnership with your wife.
Mm-hmm.
So would it be okay if we have a buyout agreement that says if you die, we come up with a valuation methodology and I buy out your wife because I don't know if she's going to be a good partner or not. And likewise, you don't know if my wife's going to be a good partner either. That's number one. Number two, what happens if you get sick, you're paralyzed, and you can't show up at work? What moral obligation do I have to continue your salary? And how are we going to address that in this document? Is it going to be you get 3 months worth of pay and then you're out and then we effect a buyout? Are we going to be committed to buying disability insurance on each other? And I'll take care of mine, you take care of it. All of those are important questions that need to be addressed by a lawyer. Okay, I will answer the question, but I can't answer the question without going back in the archives of my mind and relaying, you know, from personal experience. All right, here's what I would do. First thing I would do after I get my lawyer legal documents settled, I go get $100,000 line of credit on my home, but I wouldn't use that money. I would use my selling of the vehicle. If you don't need the car, it's just depreciating more and more as it sits in the driveway. So I'd sell the car. I'd use my savings. I'd use my checking. And my line of credit would then become the balance of what I needed and my emergency fund. All right? Because your emergency money is earning nothing now anyway. And that's the way I would go about it. You don't want to use the IRA. That's a tax nightmare and penalties potentially. But using up, you know, 24 grand in cash earning nothing and 14 grand in savings earning nothing means you'd only have to tap into the line of credit for maybe 60,000 bucks instead of 100,000 bucks. But please get to a lawyer before you make any commitments to one another, to a lease, or to anything. Because unfortunately, many businesses fail, if not most, and most partnerships fail. Hate to say that. I've had a partnership for almost 30 years. That's been phenomenal. But it's one of those weird things where my partners love me as much as I love them. And we want nothing but more success for our partner than we do for ourselves. That's why I'm going to Texas next week, because one of my partners is having a very major surgery. God willing, he'll come through it fine, but I'm going to be there to support my partner in Texas. Bob, he's a terrific guy. Let's head out to Reno, Nevada. Wendy, everybody knows it's Wendy or Wendy. Hi, Ray. I start Social Security at age 65 next month. My husband will apply for a spousal benefit 3 months from now when he turns 66. Does he have to be retired to take a spousal benefit, or can he have earned income? Thanks, love your show. Well, this problem goes away in 3 months, by the way. Once he achieves his full retirement age of 66, there's no income limit. But prior to retirement, if he earns more than like 15 grand, he'll have to start giving back some of that benefit. I don't think this is going to be a problem at all for him getting benefits. Just remember that if you start taking a Social Security benefit, whether it's your own or a spousal benefit, you still have income limits and requirements. So once you get above, it's 15,000 and change, you have to give back a buck for every $2 you earn. So at $45,000 or, you know, 20,000, say, of income beyond the 15,000, you'd have to give back 10 grand of any Social Security spousal benefit, which would be about the most that it could possibly be. So I don't think it's going to be a problem, but those are the rules, and you have to follow the rules. All right, TJ, Patrick, Pamela, Ward, and others. Ward? What about the Beaver?
The Beaver and the Cleaver.
Yeah. Ward and Surprise Arizona. We'll get to your email as well. And Eddie Haskell, the police officer in Los Angeles. We'll maybe talk with Eddie Haskell, too. And Tony Dow. Thanks for tuning in. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, taking calls from across the nation and answering questions about your biggest financial challenges. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions at 844-RAY-SHOW or online at raylucia.com.
BizTalk Radio.